KTAR reporter Allie Vetner was in downtown Phoenix last night as that mayhem was going on. Multi-night protests now over the deaths of George Floyd continue here in the Valley. And Allie was there reporting before and after the new statewide curfew went into effect. So, Allie, I want to start there. Did you notice a difference between before and after the curfew?
You know, it's hard to say. I got there at about 7:30, just before that.
Okay.
And so as I was making my way down to where Phoenix Police Headquarters is on Washington, I walked from about 6th Avenue and Roosevelt. And so while I made my way through the neighborhood, I was passing a lot of people with signs their cars. So it seemed as though there were quite a bit of people leaving, obviously honoring the statewide curfew.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, that might be a good sign. And as I got closer and closer, it seemed like it got less peaceful and more rowdy. It wasn't super violent by any means, but lots of horn honking, lots of yelling, just very aggressive when I got to Van Buren. And I couldn't even necessarily get past Van Buren at that point because there were cars blocking the intersections. And it seemed as though I thought maybe it was just traffic at first because there was a lot of road closures, but it almost seemed like people were driving around in their cars because they couldn't find parking spots, hanging out the windows with their fists in the air, signs out the windows, things like that.
Wow. So Brandon Tatum, who's a former police officer who hosts a show Saturday evenings here on KTAR, has been critical of the response of law enforcement leadership. He feels like police are being told to hold back. Did you witness that? I mean, what could be considered too much restraint in stopping destructive behavior?
You know, I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that because when I was there, it was minutes before curfew had happened and minutes after curfew was in effect. So when I saw police officers, it was a few, I don't know if they were detectives, but they were not in full gear per se, but walking around, communicating with the public, trying to be very cordial. And then once it was minutes before curfew, I saw pickup trucks of just not the Tahoe police marked cars, but normal pickup trucks with, I would say, maybe 6, 7, 8 full armored police officers with weapons in their hands, shields on their faces, ready to start rolling out and going and patrolling the streets. And at that point, when it was, again, getting very close to curfew, people got rowdy. I saw there were cases of water lining Fifth Avenue in Van Buren, obviously very hot out, trying to keep people hydrated. People started picking up those full water bottles and just chucking them at the cops.
Allie, Jamie here. You know, I've been in the middle of a violent protest before, where not just the protesters but the actual responding officers. This was in Tucson, created a lot of fear. Did you at any time were you afraid of either the protesters or the police while you were down there?
You know, it was a very unique experience for me. I've never been in a situation like that before, and I was downtown by myself, and I did not feel safe, and that's why I actually ended up leaving just shortly after the curfew, because they had established an unlawful assembly around 8:20, and at that point, I was getting stuck in crowds, and it was very hectic, and I'm about 5'2", 5'3", myself. I couldn't see outside of a crowd, and I had to get out of there.
All right. Well, we're glad you're safe. Yes. KTAR's Allie Vetner there, who was at the protests in downtown Phoenix last night.